We're back. We're doing it. It is the Daily Podcast on this Tuesday morning. How you doing? It's October 6th. Where did we go today in discussion? We started off with Jordans and glow cups. Strange. Random. Okay, well, we added to it with Ethiopian tattoos. Dolly Parton in Playboy. I've heard worse ideas than that. We had the phones to hear about your scar stories and song stories today. Featured the birthday boy, Kevin Cronin, talking Time for Me to Fly. A music study caught our attention as far as your children's taste in music. We peered into the online diary for losers, F My Life, happened once again. We discussed sexy Halloween costumes that are popular this year, and John was on TikTok the other day. Hear all about it right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
I'm not the wisest person with money. Thank God. Thank God my wife is in my life.
I'm the same way.
Right.
Thank God Lisa's in my life.
She knows what to invest in. She knows what to save on. You know, yeah. It's like, you know, Lisa, if she's holding a quarter, you can hear the eagle scream. Right. But I just don't see this. I don't see this as an investment. I understand that somebody made a lot of money off of this. Investing in Air Jordans.
Like old ones?
The originals. Originals. Okay.
I mean, they're timeless.
Yeah, right. You know. Would you pay $560,000 for a pair?
No.
Okay, thank you. No. Someone just made $560,000 off of a pair of Air Jordans.
What were the,
right?
Were
the prototype?
Used? No.
Were
no,
they used in the finals or something?
Yeah, right, exactly. You got his flu juices all over him.
And what's really, really, is that they're suggesting it as a good number cruncher suggested it could be used as a long-term investment. In fact, industry experts have noticed that Jordans tend to appreciate over time, with more than 80% of Jordans increasing in value each year.
Wow. They're like antiques.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. You know? Right. Now, if you want to start off small, there's something small I can start you off with.
Okay.
It seems that Starbucks has Halloween glow cups. So you go there, you buy one of these cups, and it'll glow in the dark.
All right.
Right? But there's a limited amount of them. So you could corner the eBay market with Halloween glow cups. If you go buy some now, put them up on eBay, they probably sell for about, like, you know, $8 or $10 a piece, and you could probably get at least $200,000 or $300,000 for something.
Most likely,
yeah. Because people are just so desperate for Starbucks glow cups.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
We've talked about this in the past, how people will get tattoos sometimes in another language, especially Japanese or Chinese, and they realize that, you know, well, they don't realize. They think they're getting, like, strong, right? And they're getting, you know, a-hole.
Right.
That's what it really transfers to. There's a story this morning about this woman who at one point in time spent time in Ethiopia. White woman spent time in Ethiopia. While she was there, she gained the nickname Yimbembu.
There you go.
Yima Yimchi. There you go.
Okay.
Yima Yimchi.
White devil.
Well, no, it meant beloved one in Ethiopian. Well, she's over a friend's house, and another friend comes over who is Ethiopian. And she introduces her to her new daughter, not the Ethiopian woman, but the original woman, introduces her to her new daughter and says her name is Yima Yimchi, right? Which, you know, means beloved one. And she goes, no, it doesn't. Because what do you mean it doesn't? She says, no, it actually means uncomfortable, inconvenient, imbecile. Depending on how you use it.
I have two of them.
Add them up.
Yes. Get your yim and yim cheese out there and see how uncomfortable and convenient and dumb they are.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You guys are definitely too young to remember this happening. But Dolly Parton once posed for Playboy.
All right.
I know that cover.
I mean, yeah, not only that cover, she had a Playboy spread also, but, like, she's in, like, a corset and, you know.
It's real tasteful.
Real tasteful. She's not naked at all.
Okay.
Anyway, for her 75th birthday, she would like to, her and those 40 double Ds, would like to be in Playboy again. And she's willing to do a whole photo shoot.
Yowza.
Yeah.
Okay. So right, she's 75. How old are they?
Right. Well, no, they're just as old as she is.
She's 75.
Right.
My God. Yeah, they're legit, right?
No, they're legit.
Yeah, they're all real.
I mean, one of my favorite stories about those things happened on the Carson show. On the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Carson did this aside of, he said, you know, I'd give a year's salary to look down there, right? Uh-huh. She had a very revealing top on, uh-huh. right? And she said, and at that time, he was making, like, and this was way back when. So at that time, he was making $3-5 million a year for working 4 nights a week.
Yeah, primo.
Right? Bucks. You know, so that was amazing money,
yeah.
right? So she says, you know, I'd really like to look down there. And she looks at him and says, for what you make, I'd consider it. I love her. I love her attitude.
I love her enough to buy this magazine if it comes out.
Really?
Absolutely.
I love older women. Do you really want to see 75-year-old 40 double Ds?
Yes. It's far more fascinating than anything else they have to offer. First off, I'm surprised that Playboy's even still in business.
Right.
That's shocking enough.
Right.
Now, has she gone into saying if it's going to be tasteful like the last time? Is she going to show it all? No.
She just says she wants to do a photo shoot. She's open to another photo shoot at 75 years old. Come on.
I'm open to that possibility.
You really want to say?
Yes. More like Holine, am I right?
Jesus. I don't know how many people know you were referencing Jolene, but okay.
Yeah, they got me.
Okay. Right. What's next? Dolly, not Dolly Parton, well, you know, Betty White?
Okay.
That's disgusting.
I'll draw the line there. Give me Dolly, though.
I am GK.
Hey, John, it's Chris. You know, I got to tell you, you know, with Dolly, you know, love her too, but, you know, it's like reading a novel instead of seeing a movie. Some things are best left to your imagination. You know what I mean?
I'm in complete agreement with you because, you know, what Dave doesn't realize is if Dolly does this and she does full exposure, you can't unsee that.
No, and it's like saying something to someone, exactly. Right. You know, once you say it, you can't take it back.
So.
And the imagination is a wonderful thing that we were blessed with. And I think in this case, it needs to be employed.
I am in full agreement with you. Let's go to Cindy and see what she thinks. So what do you think?
I think it's like a car crash. You can't help but look if it's in front of you.
Exactly.
If it's in front of you, right. But you don't go looking for car crashes.
I wouldn't be looking for Playboy anyway.
No, not you.
No, not of course
you.
Not.
Such a pure soul.
My Catholic school upbringing,
right.
No.
All right. You're like me. You're a recovering Catholic.
Exactly. You know.
But from what Steve has researched, we've done a lot of research into Dolly Parton's boobs.
Okay.
She has had boob jobs over the years.
Yep.
I've been living a lie.
Lifts.
No, there's been implants also.
Lifts are implants as well.
Are they?
Yeah, it's not.
Why don't you call them an implant?
Not just somebody comes and puts a 2x4 under your boobs. You know?
I don't know. Maybe grab some skin, pull it back.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
So I'm on Reddit yesterday, and I see this article about the dumbest way that you have gotten a scar.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it in the office, and it seems that Steve is the absolute winner in this case because he has more burn marks on his body, right, than anyone I've ever encountered. How did you get the one on your hand?
It was probably a decade ago. I'm up the mountains with friends, and we're drinking and being stupid. And my one buddy goes, I'll give you this $20 bill if I can burn a hole through it with my cigarette on your hand. Okay, it's paper. Sure. And I've had a circular scar in the middle of my hand since then.
But he didn't burn a hole in the 20?
I never got that $20 bill.
Because
it didn't burn.
So the paper didn't burn, but the heat went through it.
Right to my hand.
Right to your hand. Yep. You still have the scar.
Still, a little circle scar.
All right.
I just showed Dave a little bit ago. Yeah.
What about the one in your elbow, your inside elbow?
So I was pulling out an oven rack, and I must have turned it, and as I'm holding it, my arm bent. And the part I must have been holding when I turned it allowed it to be long enough to burn right above my elbow on my bicep, and That sure did hurt.
He's got more burn marks than anybody I know. He cooks a lot, but he burns himself a lot.
I think
also.
I have a matching one on my right. That one's on my left arm. I think I have a matching one on my right arm, which is faded a bit. But, yeah, doing the same exact thing.
I've got this one down in here, all right, which is it's like a pigment discoloration. Yeah. Like, I'm very white here.
It's like a reverse birthmark.
Right, exactly. And this is, you remember a few years ago, on Memorial Day, I always take my grill apart and clean the entire thing.
Yeah.
Well, I went into the grill and scraped my arm, and I got this ugly, ugly scab scrape mark on my arm. And as it was, like, healing, right, every once in a while, I would pick it, and someone said to me, oh, I said, that's going to leave a mark. That'll leave a mark. I hate that person to this day because they were right. All right, and I still have the mark on my arm.
Very visible.
Yeah. All from trying to clean a grill. What about you?
For me, I was young. I was not drunk at 4 years old. Believe it or not. And my dad was coming home, and I was like, oh, dad's here. I went up to the window to like peer out and look at him, lost my balance, went straight through the window, head Whoa. Crashed through the window. And to this day, I have like a Mitsubishi sign on my forehead, if you look closely. My son even pointed it out the other day. I was like, I'm not explaining
this. What's
that,
daddy? Yeah. All right. Cindy, you have any stupid scars?
I think probably the stupidest one was I was at a concert outside where we were just sitting on like pavement,
right?
And I put my hand down on a piece of broken glass.
Ooh, okay,
the palm right. of my hand.
That's more of an accident as opposed to being right. You know, a dumb way to get a scar.
Yeah.
Right. But we'll open it up to everybody because I bet you everybody's got a scar story of some kind. So call us here in the studio 215-263-WMGK. I have a friend who decided that he would weaponize paper airplanes.
Okay.
All right. And so he made paper planes. And he put razor blades in them.
Real good guy.
Right. And then fly them. Unfortunately, he flew it up in the air, and as he's watching it, it made a loop, came back, and cut him right across the forehead.
Karma.
It's a Darwin Award.
So what's the dumbest way that you got your scar? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It's Kevin Cronin of Vario Speedwagon's birthday. A great guy. We always love when he calls in. Always has great stories to tell us. Time for Me to Fly is a song that we're going to talk about. And it seems that when this song came around, it was not written in the typical way a lot of songs come about. Here's Kevin to explain what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm realizing how many songs I wrote that way, where I just wrote the verses and then wrote the chorus like years later. And I guess that's how a song is supposed to be. You write the verses about what's happening, then the chorus is supposed to like be an overview of what the verses did. But it takes me about 5 years to get that overview normally. So Time for Me to Fly was one like that. But that was our first number one single. Even though it wasn't number one nationally, it was number one in a few cities around the Midwest. And definitely was a good feeling to see that happen.
Celebrating Kevin Cronin's birthday with Roll with the Changes from You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish. I still believe it's probably one of the top three album titles of all time.
It's a great pun.
It really, really is. It is. It's a good one, and I love that song.
Heck yeah.
I could hear that song over and over again and never get tired of it. I just that and Hollywood Nights.
It has such a live concert feel.
Yeah. If I had to make a choice between that and Hollywood Nights, I would my brain would explode. I don't think I could do it.
I'm surprised by that. I thought you would immediately go Hollywood Nights.
Right. No. They're both of them the same
way. Your speakers would explode.
That's for damn
sure. We've been
sure.
here for both. It's loud.
Sunny and 48 degrees today, right now. Mostly sunny days, what's ahead of us. The temperature getting up to 70 degrees. Ahead of us this morning, we're going to get to F My Life with incredible stories for F My Life today. We will get to that at 7:40. Let's see. We could, Cindy, I'll give you the choice. We could talk Halloween or They Could Have Cured Cancer. Which would you prefer to go with?
How about They Could Have Cured Cancer?
They Could Have Cured Cancer.
They could have cured cancer.
But no, they worked on this instead. Supposedly, according to this new research, that it doesn't really say who did it. All right? The story doesn't really say who did this. Right? But at some university, your taste in music might be formed because of your parents' height.
What? Your parents' height?
Yeah, because
not
of your
record collection?
Height. No, had nothing to do with it. A new study shows that a baby develops a love of either for faster music or slower music based on their parents' height because shorter parents walk faster than taller parents. So taller parents have apparently, you know, so kids see their parents move to the music, and the shorter ones move faster than the taller ones. Therefore, they tend to like faster music.
Wow.
But if this you got study tall parents, stinks.
So yeah, McGrogan's well, kids like speed metal.
Right.
I hope he's listening.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know.
They could have cured cancer,
but they worked on this.
Wow.
I mean, just like,
I still don't get it.
Really? And like,
who walks around to their music?
No, it's just that the little kids see that the music's on, and right, the kids see the parents walking around the room, and shorter parents walk faster. So if there's fast music on, it's like, oh, this makes sense.
When I listen to music with my kids, I make them crowd surf.
You
yeah. Lauren, get over here. Toss them up with me.
Poor James doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
No.
His back's broken already.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Time now, ladies and gentlemen, for us to get to F My Life.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
Might be the best jingle I ever wrote. F My Life is an actual website if you've never encountered this before. And what's it? It's at fmylife.com, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's letter F and then the words mylife.com.
Correct, yeah.
And these are actual stories submitted by people just to get it off their chest and let them know how effed up their lives are. Get us started, Dave.
You got it. He writes, today my wife asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I said sex. She told me to grow up and ask for something more realistic. F my life.
Steve?
I work as a stripper to make some extra money, and when I get home, I sweep off the glitter from myself into a small jar for my kids to use for school projects, some of which are on display at the school. F my life.
God. Today, my girlfriend asked if her friend Carol from high school could join us, and we could have an amazing threesome. As a normal dude, how could I say no? Turns out Carol's also a guy's name.
Oh no. F my life.
Dave?
I found out my blood type is B. My parents are type A and type O. It's not genetically possible to be blood type B if your parents are A and O. This means I'm either an adoptee, a mutant, or illegitimate.
Wow.
F my life.
I went up to a secluded mountain my boyfriend took me to on our first date. As I saw another couple hooking up in the bushes, I phoned my boyfriend to tell him someone found our secret spot. His Bob Marley ringtone started playing from the bushes. F my life.
Lastly this morning, I heard my boyfriend of 3 months talking to his friend, not knowing I could hear them. Tonight's the night, my boyfriend says. I'm going to finally tell her I love her. I got really excited, deciding I love him too. Then his friend said, awesome, but what about Kayla? I'm Kayla. F my life.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9. MGK.
You know Yandy.com, the people who make these sexy everything
right? Yeah, I think costumes. We talked about that before. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, these are the people who made the sexy Anne Frank costume last
right,
year.
Yeah.
All right. Although this year they've become much more tasteful. They decided not to make a sexy coronavirus costume.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. nice.
Yeah, what about a sexy vaccine?
All right.
No, is that available?
No, sexy vaccine isn't available either, right? But they do have, because they're on top of everything that's happening, sexy mail-in ballot.
Bring back the wall from last year.
And literally all it is just like a tube of a dress, yeah, right, that looks like the ballot. And
sure.
Then, you know, and it has a Republican sticker on one side and a Democrat sticker on the other side, uh-huh, and a mailing address in the middle, and that's it. But you could go with the sexy postal worker, which is also available.
That's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, that might work
yeah,
for me.
All right, unless, and I have to say, it, you know, as far as the models are concerned, this was the hottest one of them all. Sexy murder hornet. Oh, wow. You know, so you better check that one out.
Got that badonk on there with the stinger.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is if I go to any Halloween party where all of these types of outfits are on display, creepy old man.
Yep.
Great, 100% creepy old man.
Didn't even dress up.
Where's the stinger come out if it's a guy wearing the sexy murder horn? Is it a front stinger?
I don't want to get murdered by that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
We started talking about this earlier, and it started with an article that I saw on Reddit about the dumbest way that you got a scar. Steve is filled with them.
Yeah.
Right? They're usually burns of some kind.
Yeah, cooking, just drinking and being an idiot.
All right, one of the ones that popped up on the Reddit was, listen to this, when I was 7 and helping mom iron clothes, I pulled the cord and the iron fell and smacked me right in the face.
Oh man, that's like Home Alone stuff.
Even if it was off, that sucks, right?
You know? Get a little Star Trek emblem on your forehead.
All right. Here's one. All right. I used a pressure washer on my foot.
Ooh.
Right? Have you ever, like in the summertime, I'll be pressure washing
stuff. I've never really dreaded it.
Right. And
I've burned the edges,
like flip-flops on because you're getting all wet. Right, and then it just gets a little too close. It's like right. But I've cut some skin.
Yeah,
I've cut some skin with that thing accidentally. Right, but it seems like I don't know if he did it on purpose or not. But the question at hand is, all right, how did you get yours? So call us here in the studio 215-263-WMGK, and we will try to get you on the air as we will do with we got Eric on the phone already. Eric, how'd you get your stupid scar?
John, how you doing this morning?
Booyakasha. Booyakasha.
I was 7 years old. I was out, and when I was a little kid, I used to like to throw rocks a lot. And I picked up this piece of glass. I thought it would be a cool rock. And I threw it a little ways, and it cut this crescent-shaped scar on the tip of my forefinger. It's been there for 58 years now.
Oh, my God. Well, it's good that you always have that little life example to go, remember when you were an idiot?
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it again. Ben.
Yes, hello.
All right, what's the dumb way you got your scar?
Chainsaw accident.
Ooh.
So, I'm doing a camping trip in Washington State, and I was helping a guy cut logs with a chainsaw. And so I was holding the log, my phone rang, and my basic instinct just told me to put the log down. As this chainsaw came up and cut the inside of my left forearm.
Oh, my God.
That's one of those things I could really use but refuse to buy. I'm just way too clumsy for that. Give me a pole saw.
I know.
Keep it safe.
I know. Joe, how'd you get your dumb scar?
Good morning. Booyakasha. I got my dumb scar from a paperclip that was unfolded, that was heated up red hot with a torch, and dropped on myself. It was a brand.
You named it correctly. It's not a dumb scar. That's a brand, and getting a brand is dumb.
100%.
Now, was it opened up as like a straight line, or was it the S shape?
It was the unfolded S shape, so I still have a nice S on my arm.
All right.
We used to do that with hangers. You take a metal
hangers,
hanger.
Okay. Yeah,
if you take a metal
idea.
Hanger and you know where the loop is at the end, right? And you would just keep bending it back and forth. It would slowly but surely get really hot, and then you just touch somebody with it. Same outcome. Mike.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Dumbest way you got a scar.
Believe it or not, in a water balloon fight.
Okay.
I was running after the kids in the neighborhood. I was barefoot. I hit some wet concrete and went down and ripped my right foot, the skin off the top of my foot.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Just peeled back the whole top of the foot.
This sounds like my barbecue accident.
you know what? The kids got a great kick out of it, but to this day, when I look at my foot, man, I just laugh.
Bob.
Hey, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. Dumbest way you got a scar.
Well, let's go back to 1967, 68. I was 10 or 11 years old. Me and my buddy Mike, we were big fans of Batman. My parents had an old-time flagpole in front of the house, so we decided to imitate sliding down the bat pole. You know them hook?
Oh, God!
You know the hook?
Yeah, like where you tie a rope onto? Yeah.
My armpit got caught on that 38 stitches later.
Oh, wow. My God.
That's horrifying. Can you put on deodorant to this day?
It hurts.
Yeah, I would bet.
Have a good morning. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing damn fine. So what's the dumbest way you got a scar?
Well, it ain't me, but I got a great story for you. You
okay.
ready?
All right.
I'm an ER doctor, and a guy who used to beat me up in elementary school became my patient one day.
Okay.
Oh, man.
By putting an M80 in his armpit to light it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so my gift to him was a helicopter to the then St. Agnes Burn Center after he was stabilized.
Oh my Lord.
And wait, as they reeled him out the door, I said, 3 o'clock at the bike rack, dude. Yeah. You know what? You know what the moral of the story is? No
What's
matter
that?
What, you cannot cure stupid.
John DeBella.
Oh my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
When I have time to kill, and like you guys left, after you guys left yesterday, I'm still sitting in the office, and I will admit it, I am a sucker for clickbait. I know,
oh my God!
Oh, we
yes.
know.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going. I know what's going on. But I just like, you know, I'm just like looking through it. Oh, yeah. Looking, you know, oh, vintage shots of this, whatever the hell it was, right?
Yeah.
So I come across something, and it takes me to somebody's TikTok video.
Okay.
I have never, ever been on TikTok. I don't have TikTok on my phone.
I'm with you.
I don't have any reason for, you know, sure. from the get go that, you know, maybe the Chinese were hacking my phone. Mm-hmm. And I never spent any time on it. So now I start going through it. Really, does America need to show off their dancing skills this friggin' much? I went through at least 30 videos before someone wasn't dancing.
Oh, I thought you had to dance. I thought that was like a requirement.
No, it's every damn thing.
We
it's
love
just
to
some,
dance,
it's
John.
Just somebody dancing in some way, shape, or form.
What are we on, season 40 of Dancing with the Stars?
It shouldn't be called TikTok. It should be called, you know, narcissists on you know, dancing or something like that. Right, you know,
now it's a little wordy.
Yeah.
Right,
just slim it down.
I just can't believe. Are you that caught up in Taylor?
You downloaded.
Are you that caught up in yourself that you have to be dancing online all the time?
Have you met me?
Okay, yeah. And the answer is yes.
You created a TikTok account though, didn't you?
Yeah. What? No, I didn't. No, no.
I'll search him immediately.
Yeah. No. That phone.
Won't touch it. Right.
He already did the Fleetwood Mac Dream skateboard thing.
Which, why is that even a thing?
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.